This 71-year-old has been to all 102 Illinois counties and says he's made Illinois the adventure of his lifetime.
I wanted to go and do things that aren't always mentioned in the brochures that you pick up and everything.
That's illustrator and author David Allen Badger. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, November 9th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. In defiance of Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines, the Illinois High School Association has decided to let the basketball seasons begin as planned later this month. Peoria County Regional Superintendent Beth Kreider says that puts school districts in a difficult position. Joe Deacon reports.
When the IDPH elevated basketball to the high-risk category for COVID-19 transmission, it seemed winter hoops would be put on hold. Kreider says the IHSA's action merely shifted the decision on whether or not to play to the local level, forcing districts to balance legal and insurance ramifications with the desire of young athletes.
There is nothing more than our local coaches, athletic directors, teachers, principals, and administrators want than to see kids engaging in the activities that they love. It's good for their mental health. It's good for their physical health. It's part of being in school.
But as COVID-19 case counts and positivity rates continue to rise all across the state, Kreider says health and safety must be the top priority.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, and there's a lot more that we have to weigh than just whether or not it's okay to play basketball. So they're going to weigh all those factors, and I think you're going to see more and more schools deciding not to play basketball.
Kreider says she believes neither of the administrative agencies has any ill intent, but they are creating a heavy burden.
Superintendents are not making this decision, nor are the principals or athletic directors. It's going to be our local school boards, because they're going to have to weigh whether they want to go against the Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines. And that's a tough spot to be in.
The Diocese of Peoria has already told its schools they will not participate in the upcoming basketball seasons. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Bradley University's campus-wide COVID-19 positivity rate is on the rise, but still nowhere near the levels which sparked an all-student quarantine earlier this year. Bradley University's Student Senate is calling for an alternative after the university's administration says they'll be doing traditional letter grades this semester instead of offering a pass-fail option again. And a free COVID-19 pop-up testing site will be open in Princeville's Stevens Square Park today and tomorrow. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. David Allen Badger says he's made the state of Illinois the adventure of his life. The 71-year-old Havana resident's adventure now spans more than 50 publications and over 13,000 illustrations of Illinois historic architecture. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter recently sat down with Badger to talk about his story.
But I have over 50 different titles of communities and areas that I've worked in. When I mean by areas, for instance, a designated area like Route 66. So I started in Chicago, and I did 101 drawings from Chicago all the way down to the Chain of Rock Bridge going over into St. Louis. So all these 101 sites, I thought that was a nice thing to start out. 101 sites to see if you travel on Route 66.
How did you do those drawings? You take a picture and then work off that?
Yeah. Basically, I would just photograph the sites that I wanted to do, and then come back to my studio, do the drawings, do the research. A lot of the research you can do online, but mostly I just wanted to identify them and do maybe a 250-word description on some of them of what people were seeing. And true to my nature, I wanted to go and do things that aren't always mentioned in the brochures that you pick up and everything.
Well, you've done so many different things. I mean, I'm looking at your, we're in the studio, and I see Sterling, 70 Sites Book, Danville, Jerseyville. all up and down Monmouth, Galesburg. You cover the state. Is there any place you haven't been in Illinois?
Well, regrettably, I've not worked well down in southern Illinois. I know there's a great history, and that's really where the birth of the state came from, but I've not done a lot of work. But I have traveled to every county, and I published a book of drawings a number of years ago on every county courthouse in the state. And that took me to every county. And
that's how many?
102. 102 counties.
That's our trivia question for you today.
But 102, and really it was quite a interesting. I had some experiences along the way that I still remember today. But small little towns, small courthouses. Some are kind of not in real good shape. I was at the. At the time when they were tearing down a lot of the county jails and building some new ones, but there was one county I went to, and I kind of have to research. I think it was Pope County, but they had a rundown sheriff's office and a rundown jail, and I was photographing the courthouse, and I at the time, knowing they were going to be tearing them down, I decided to photograph as a side venture. All the county jails, just for the fun of it, that were of old style. And I photographed the jail, and I ran out of film. That was back in the film days. Ran out of film, went back to my car to put a new cassette in, and up come walking a guy in a red flannel shirt, and he had a gun on and a badge. and he walked up to me, and he said, "What are you taking a picture of my courthouse for?"
And what I was going to ask is, if somebody hears this and wants to get a copy, can they do it by mail or can they do it on the line?
Yeah, they can. They can go to. They can email me. We will have people go to Gisela House website, and that would probably be the best way. And they will be selling the book, and they'll have an order form, and you can just buy it online, and then we'll mail it out to you. Or you can come to Havana.
That was Steve Tarter's conversation with author and illustrator David Allen Badger. For more from this interview, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.